Any of you are getting this
Blog
message.
Talk Radio.
Remember that it seems that Blog Talk Radio, or, Blog Talk Radio, but YouTube and some other of our platforms we use have made some changes. And so we're private again on YouTube. All right. There's been some changes made. So if you find that you're having a situation, just keep working. And let us know. We're learning how to deal with this. So, just no matter what, keep trying, because we're here and we're going to be here. And it's like, for some reason, the programs, when the YouTube signs on, is signing on private. Not sure why it's signing on private, but I would imagine that if you haven't clicked like or subscribe, you may not be a part of that without changing this. So I'm working on it right now. It's just one of those things. But it'll be all right. Interesting how all this stuff is happening all in one night. But it'll be all right.
Yeah. It is interesting. Hi, Richard.
That was my granddaughter. I have to go. I'll have to watch all this good stuff later on tonight.
All right. Love you, Phyllis.
Business before pleasure, baby.
Tell everybody that we're praying for him.
Okay, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Make sure you send that link. Oh, isn't that just something? Well, we're all right.
So how is everyone doing, remembering to write 2024?
2024. That's one of my New Year's resolves. I will write 2024 every time.
Amen.
Wait, but you know what that means? That means you got to slow down, and you got to take your time and slow down and take your time and slow down and take your time.
Yep.
And sometimes that's not, there we go. Your tablet's still on, Phyllis. It's an interesting day that we live in. Okay. Well, welcome, everybody. It's going to be a good year. We've already made a decision. We've started out already focused on the answer.
Amen. Welcome, Rebecca. Rebecca and Richard.
Rebecca and Richard.
I'm not seeing Roger yet.
Roger, hang in there, buddy. Get there.
Just hit a short walk. Richard or Roger, Rebecca, can you guys go find Roger?
Brother Roger? Today's lesson is, I've set before you an open door which no man can shut. Get through the open door. Amen. There we go. All right. It looks like everybody's there. Looks like we got our comments up. It's no longer private. It's like Facebook's with us. Roger. Hold on just a second. I got to text him.
Does he need me to send him a message?
He's in, but he said he can't see the comments. So I just said refresh your page and try again. All right, now, that's a good start to the first program of the year. And we declare this year, all year long, that all of our technologies work every time we come here.
Amen.
No matter what. No matter what. You know, the thing we've learned from all of God's great leaders is, if it's not working like you want it, then you speak to it in the realm of the spirit until it begins to work. I'm studying a lot from Brother Jerry Savell after we heard his message, his beginning message for the year. And it's just stuck with me that when he started in the ministry, the car he had wouldn't start with a key in the ignition. It would have to have 15 or 20 minutes of prayer. And literally, he could pray in the spirit for 20 minutes and speak over it, and it would work. Now, there's a great lesson in that, of the power of the praying, of praying in the spirit. And many people think that tongues is something that you do in church to show off that you're spiritual. It is not what it's for. Tongues is for your daily life. Daily life. Tongues is for your marriage to be right, your children to be right, your life to be right. It's so that you can, by the Spirit of God, speak over the things of your life, and they will come into order with the things of God. So that's going to be one of our messages as we get going this year. So we welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you to 20. This is our theme for the year. 2024, the year of the open door and the abundance of more. How's that for a title?
That is quite the title.
Now, I have several different times, as this has been going on, I have changed that title. And I started out with the year of more and stop the distractions at the door. And then I, that's just into my time of praying. That's how God always does with me. He just begins to build it as we go. And then, you know, pretty soon you look at it and you're like, well, there it is. There's the title for this year. 2024, the year of the open door and the abundance of more. Now, we're going to have a lot of different people saying and doing a lot of different things. But here's the reality. God has set before us an open door that no man can shut. Think about it. He has set before us an open door that no man can shut. Now I'm going to just let that settle in for a minute. And then I'm going to say, he has set before us an open door that no man can shut. And one of the challenges that you're always facing, God, is going to the Word to see what the situation is supposed to be like, rather than living in the situation hoping that God's up in heaven going to do something for you. God's up in heaven having already done what he wants done in our life. And so that's what we're going to get established tonight. Do we have an opening prayer or in the pledges? Oh, wait, I don't have it set up. Do you have it set up? Yes, you do, or you'll need to get it.
Yeah, hold on. I was setting up the verses.
All right. So we welcome you. And I want to say this again now that YouTube's with us. If you're having a problem with YouTube, YouTube has made some changes. May God bless YouTube for all that they have done and all that we're getting out of it, because, we're getting out of it. We're preaching a lot of gospel over here. And so if you're finding you have problems with YouTube, refresh your screen. Go out, come back in, turn your phone off, turn it on. If you have trouble getting in, make sure you contact us. We'll send you a link if we need to. We don't like to have to spend that time sending links, but we want all of you with us. And it seems like after you get a little pattern of how you're going to get to it, once they make some changes, then all of a sudden it's a very simple thing for you to get to. And I would encourage you again, as I have said many times, and people don't like it when you say this, but what are you going to do? There comes a point sometimes, say, that's it. I'm going to take 2 or 3 hours, and I'm going to figure out how this program works. And go to YouTube, pull up a video about how does this work, and let that person. Now, you have to work because you're going to find them in the India language and the Russian language and the Filipino language. Find one that's in English, American, and they'll tell you how the program works. And then play the video, back it up, play the video, back it up, play the video, back it up. And then all of a sudden you'll say, oh, that's how I do this. In the day we live, there's no reason to have a problem with your phone or your computer or anything and not get it solved, because there's somebody else who's had that same problem. And so go to YouTube, search up, let me just say, what have I got here? 14? Is that what this is? iPhone 14?
Yeah.
It is. This is 14. I don't know what it is, but whatever your phone is. I'm having problems. Problems with my iPhone 14, this. And then click enter, see what they say. You'll find somebody that's going to solve the same problem you are. And maybe you're having trouble with getting into YouTube, or it doesn't matter. There is an answer over there that you can get. And sometimes you have to just make a determination. You know what? That's it. I am going to get this understanding of how to make this work. And then you get it. Are we ready over there?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Let's get our opening prayer, and then we will get ourselves a moving here in Jesus' mighty name. That's amazing how you can sit over there and take control of my screen. Now, there we go. Rise together with me. Let's make our pledges. Pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. And now the pledge to the American flag.
I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Let me get to it. Let me get that. And now the opening prayer. Father, we pray these prayers and make these declarations boldly through the blood of Jesus as your children, the heirs of God as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen. And now, you have, what you got next? You got the prayers of agreement?
We have our two verses.
There we go. Thank you. Let's pray this over Israel, the United States of America, and every lost person in our lives. And in our prayer program, we're praying this even over those, first time I've said this, even over the terrorists. But not only that, the confused religious people that are standing up on the side of this terrorism and against the Jews. Ephesians 1:17, you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give to them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Jeremiah 24:7. God, give them a heart to know you. You are the Lord, and they shall be your people, and you will be their God. For they shall return to you with their whole heart. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father, that you are doing a mighty work right here amongst us this year. Holy Spirit of God, we seek the direction. We seek your direction. We seek your face. And we say, Holy Spirit, have your way in our lives this year, 2024, the year of the open door and the abundance of more. Help us, Jesus. Help us to walk in it, live in it, be in it in every part of our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen and amen. If you will, you can take those prayers down.
Oh, yes. Did you want anything else put up or no?
No, that's good. All right, here we go. Here we go. Welcome, everybody. 2024. You know
and
what?
Our pastor is with us for the first meeting for this year. Hallelujah.
Amen, 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 amen. Not only am I with you, I'm with you in the office.
In the office, yes.
I like being with you, but I really like being with you when I can sit in the office. And thank you, Jesus, for that. Now, Um, 2024, the year of the open door and the abundance of more. I was As I've prayed and sought the Lord on this, I've actually had a lot more let's not do that. Let's just pause for a minute and pray in the Holy Spirit. Shandole manasika de bonga rashata. Kendo lasane manavande de basti palamusti de kuta. Ande salamanda de bista vikala rasi de bondaka. Ena munde le mafesi de beke de munde na shibo de balakata. Kodan de le vide bre masa di candele sumeni bata. Andole shamana girere brastu di bastanka. Ando banda liste febra nasta ne bude la canabandasa. Andole na malesire che va. Rostam le sebre bakide darabasto. Andula sono non e makalaba. On benda liste frebakala shinemanuti kabadamanda sedemanaka. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, there's many people that say, Pastor, why do you speak in that language like that? Because it gets you started in the spirit. I can tell tonight.